Hello and welcome to Luke's podcast. I'm Luke.
And I am looking at a map.
Of what?
Specifically the neighborhoods.
What have you got for us?
You know J-Town goes all the way up to Shelbyville?
No, it does not. Wait, Shelbyville Road?
Yeah, Shelbyville Road.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah, what I meant. That's what I meant. Not to Shelbyville.
Yes, I did know that.
Yeah. All right. Can you name 5 different neighborhoods?
Linden.
That's 1.
J-Town.
That's 2.
Hurstbourne.
That's 3.
Middletown.
That's 4.
And Fincastle.
Oh, sick.
Coldstream. Worthington.
Oh, gosh.
I'm Northfield. Germantown.
Stop.
Schnitzelburg.
Actually, Northfield's not one.
It is, though.
Is it really?
Yeah.
There's Norwood. Oh, no, there's Northfield. How big is Northfield? Dude, Northfield's tiny.
Yeah, I think it's just Heine Brothers.
It's just the Heine Brothers and that one Kroger.
Yeah.
And then those apartments that are across the road.
Oh, man. Shout out to our Alabama listeners.
What do you mean?
Thanks for joining us today.
Why are they joining us?
Because they want to listen.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Thanks, Alabama.
What are those big areas over there in Indiana?
The ones up top out here?
Yeah, in Indiana.
Those are the towns. It's New Albany, Clarksville, Jeffersonville, and then Utica.
Huh.
Yeah. I thought, wait, what's the one that's, if you keep going up, like, north of Jeffersonville? Is that not Clarksville?
Charlestown?
That's it. I always get that mixed up. I don't know why.
That's a bit of a ways up there, but...
That's a ways up there. You know...
Way away.
I'm trying to figure out which one of these neighborhoods is the biggest.
Yeah.
I think it's J-Town. Or Shively. Shively's also really, really big. St. Matthews has multiple neighborhoods within it. It's a real, like, Lesotho, South Africa thing going on here.
Yes.
It's a real deep cut.
Yeah, that is a deep cut. Or a upper peninsula of Michigan.
Oh, yeah. Because it's only next to Wisconsin. Surely there's a bridge that goes from the upper peninsula to Canada, right?
Yeah.
Surely there is.
Surely.
Here, hold on.
And there's that one part of Michigan that's surrounded by Canada, or is that Minnesota?
That is Minnesota.
There's a part of Kentucky that's completely surrounded by Tennessee. There's nothing there.
Yeah, I know, but it'd be funny.
Yeah. We're surrounded.
Tennessee's everywhere.
We're paratroopers. We're supposed to be surrounded.
What? Why do we paratroop into this one part of Kentucky?
Only way to get there. There's no bridges.
How do you get out?
What do you think we're going to do? Just, like, take a boat?
How do you get out?
Same way you got in. Trampoline.
Trampoline.
Reverse paratroop.
Reverse paratroop. Get me back in the plane. Let me see. I'm going to check that Michigan status.
Can I ask you something while you're looking that up?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
If you had to join the military in World War II, what branch would you do? Like, what would you do?
Secretary.
In what branch?
Of defense.
Okay.
There is a bridge, by the way.
I don't think they were drafting for that position.
There is a bridge.
Good.
Is this Sault Ste. Marie?
Sault Ste. Marie?
Sault Ste. Marie? Well, yeah. That's how the French speak. I don't know. I don't like that. Coast Guard. There we go.
Coast Guard around back then?
Yeah.
What did they do? Guard the coast?
Guard the coast.
Hey, we got this, guys.
They fought a
U-boat. You go ahead.
They fought a U-boat in Oregon.
Nice.
Yeah. That's about it.
I felt disrespectful to our Coast Guard listeners. I apologize. Thank you for your service.
They do a good job.
They do a good job.
They do good things. Guard the coast. The coast is important.
It needs guarding.
They also help drunk people who don't know how gas works in boats. They also stop papier-mâché submarines from getting drugs over here.
I mean, they're basically like the police of the sea.
The water police.
Yeah. Even though police have watercraft.
But they don't have, like, super jurisdiction over, like, the waters. Because I think police can only arrest somebody if they're doing something like that they've been investigating about. But like the Coast Guard, pretty sure the Coast Guard, like in defense, will keep the waters safe. Whereas police are just like, oh, this guy's on a boat and he's shooting somebody. Arrest him.
Yeah. I mean, when I played Grand Theft Auto 5, I'd go out on the water and they'd follow me with boats.
I never played that game.
Is that right?
Yeah. I think it's weird.
The game's weird?
No, Grand Theft Auto 5, that I never played it.
Oh, it's weird that you've not played it.
Well, it sold like almost a billion copies.
Mm-hmm.
Never played it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's weird. Mm-hmm. I've played almost all the other games that are like the top selling games of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I own a couple of them.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. I own Tetris. Mm-hmm. I own a version of Minecraft. It was $1. So
but what about, I mean, I've seen Minecraft, but what about your craft?
What about our craft?
Yourncraft.
Yourncraft.
Arncraft.
Arncraft. Arncraft is made specifically for Arnold's. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Palmer. Those are the only two I know.
Hey, Arnold.
He has a last name.
Brezowitz.
Brezowitz?
Yeah, probably.
Let me look it up.
There's other Arnolds, aren't there? Arnie Johnson? I believe that's an
Benedict
athlete.
Arnold?
I don't count last names.
Not last names?
Mm-mm.
What type of famous Arnolds?
Arnie the Aardvark?
Arnie the Aardvark?
Probably.
Famous Arnolds. There we go. Through history. Ooh. Arnold Palmer.
What about... That's Arthur. Never mind. Thinking of the Fonz.
50 famous Arthurs. Here we go. Or Arnolds.
Got Arthurs on the brain now.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is number one.
Would you rather be Arthur or Arnold?
I'd rather be Arthur. Because you could be Art.
Yeah.
If you're Arnold, you're Arnie.
Arnie.
Hey, my name's Arnie.
There goes little Arnie Romine.
Or Naldo.
Naldo.
My name's
fun.
Naldo. Here is Arnold Vosloo. He is a South African actor. Just got a call from my friend Cooper. And then he hung up.
Does he want to come on the show?
I don't know. He hung up. So I think no.
Think he knew that we were recording?
But Arnold Vosloo is the guy that played the bad guy in the Mummy movies.
Oh, if I remembered who the bad guy was, then I would remember Arnold Vosloo. I remember Brendan Fraser.
Now he's asking me what my dad's phone number is. What's he want?
This is getting weird.
This is getting really weird. Who's Arnie Roth?
Maybe you should call him and find out.
No. Arnold Diamond? There aren't many famous Arnolds. Now that we're looking at it. Maybe Arnold is just a name that people don't actually become famous with. That's why Arnold Palmer and Arnold Schwarzenegger are so famous.
They had a quota to meet.
They were like, we will be the famous Arnolds. And then nobody else can be. Oh, here's one. Arnold Jacobs, American tubist.
Is that one who tubes?
One who tubes. I tube. I tube pretty frequently.
Professionally.
Professionally tube, if you know what I mean.
Sponsored by Speedo.
Sponsored by Speedo. YouTube, iTube, WeTube. Video sharing platforms.
BlueTube. Good stuff.
Let me look at my dad's phone number while I'm thinking about it. I feel like this is important.
Yeah.
You know?
Could be.
What if it's not? What if it's just like he's asked my dad to hang out?
That would be important because that would be odd.
It'd be important for a different reason.
It'd be important because I feel like you should intervene at that point.
Like, hey, you know my dad's like 60 almost. And you're not.
Yeah. Yep. I'm not. That's true.
There we go. I sent him the number. I'm not going to say the number on live broadcast.
Well, it's not live.
So how do you feel about the renovations we've made to Cat Poop Studios?
It smells nicer.
Yeah, there's no cat poop in here.
Fresh.
Yeah.
To be honest, can I be honest?
You can be honest.
Just do a little bit of feedback.
Okay.
It is a little cramped.
Yeah. A little bit. But I can say If we get hungry, we can eat something.
Like what?
Well, there's some jalapenos right next to you.
Hello.
Right over here, we have some snapdragon peppers. There's a basil plant right there.
Oh, a good British name.
Three tomato plants.
I'm not a big tomato guy.
I mean, they're green tomatoes, so they're different. You can eat sunflowers.
Yeah. Sure can.
I don't know what else you can eat around here.
What about, Chef Jeff's pepper?
Chef Jeff's pepper?
Yeah.
Is that what that says?
That's what it says.
In the spinach thing?
I get the Redville pepper?
Oh, it hasn't been made yet.
It hasn't been made.
No, it's only got the flowers. It's waiting for a wasp, a bee, a fly, or an unsuspecting squirrel.
I got stung twice last week.
Why?
Because something stung me.
No, but why did they sting you?
First time, I kind of knew it was coming. Mm. It was a water night.
Yeah.
Just walking around barefoot. There's bees on the ground, you know?
Right.
Sometimes you step on a bee.
Right.
And I stepped close to a bee. And bee stung me.
Well, that bee's dead now.
In the feet.
Oot.
Oot. Feet.
The feet.
Oot.
The feet.
Yeah, the foot. The right foot.
Did it hurt?
A little bit, yeah. More than I remembered.
Was it like a, ow, kind of thing?
Yeah, I was like, ow. And then I was like, oh, it's just a bee sting. I'll be fine. And then I was like, I'm not feeling fine. It still hurts.
That's weird. Did you pull the stinger out?
No.
You got to do that.
It's for babies.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
That bee gave its life to hurt you. The least you could do is pull a stinger out.
And then the second time, I was hiking on Friday. Mm-hmm. Went for a hike.
By yourself?
Yeah.
That's why you got stung.
I've mostly hiked by myself, and I've never been stung.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I don't know what you mean, though.
I mean what I mean.
I don't get it.
What is it that Horton the Who says? I meant what I said, and I said what I meant. An elephant something 100%.
Okay.
I just call myself an elephant. Dang it.
No.
So you were hiking.
Oh, yes, I was. And I was hiking along. Also, quite the rain shower came along while hiking. That was unexpected. It was fun. I had a good time. Thundered, it lightninged.
Is that where you got stung in the rain?
That was a bit. I thought I was going to get stung by the lightning. Because I was up on a ridge by a bunch of trees. There's lightning. It didn't feel safe.
No.
And perhaps it wasn't.
But we won't know that because you're here.
Yeah. It was interesting, though. I was listening to a podcast about a guy who'd been stung by lightning 7 times.
Been stung by lightning?
Mm-hmm. It stings you.
Stings you.
Much like the wasp, I believe it was. I'm just walking along, and I feel some sort of bug just land on my finger.
Yeah.
And I just, like, get off. But it, like, aggressively landed on my finger. Like, it was going for my finger.
Yeah.
I didn't look at it. I was just like, wow. And then it landed on my calf and just stung me.
What a freaking jerk.
I don't know what I did. If I stepped on something.
You probably squished his home.
No. Don't make your home on the ground. In the path.
Dirt daubers.
Clearly, that's a path.
What?
Yeah, but.
What bug haven't you been stung by? Have you been stung by an ant?
No.
Not even a fire ant?
Not even.
You've been stung by a dirt dauber?
No.
Yellow jacket?
No.
Hornet?
Mm-mm.
Scary hornet.
Nope.
Very different. Red wasp?
No.
Black wasp?
Yeah.
Oof. Never been stung by a blast wasp.
Maybe it was red. I don't know.
I wouldn't know.
I was more concerned with the stinging sensation.
Yeah, the pain.
I remember the first time what it happened, I had hung my swim trunks out to dry on the deck the day before, and I went outside to get them, and I brought them in, and I put them on, and I felt something stinging my thigh.
Right.
Because there had been a wasp in my shorts.
There's a wasp in your shorts?
There's a wasp in my shorts.
Did it die?
Well, probably. I don't know where it went.
How?
Stung my thigh.
I remember
could be worse.
Would always tell me the story about one of Grant's friends getting stung by a wasp in a pool. And the wasp was dead, but it stung him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how needles work.
Yeah.
It's just the way it goes.
This day and age.
This day.
You ain't got to read between the lines. Gotta turn the page.
Is this... Wait. It's a rare condition this day and age.
That is... Nope. Mm-mm.
What is that song?
That's the Family Matters theme song.
Is that Family Matters?
Yeah. I was quoting Sturgill Simpson.
Oh.
Two very different songs.
Entirely different things.
So...
I thought you were quoting the Family Matters theme song. And I was like, days go by, it's been... I don't know the words.
Family's got... Family Guy?
Family's got...
No.
What is the words?
It's the bigger love of the family. Nailed it.
That show set in Chicago.
Sure. Chicago's finest. Carl
Winslow.
Winslow. I knew it. Seeing if you got it.
Slow.
Hey, if you want to win, Winslow.
Go slow. Don't win fast.
Oh, you can bell fast.
Here we go. Wait. Let me look up the lyrics. Lyrics on demand.
You got to pay for it? Dish Network?
Dish Network. It's a rare condition this day and age
to read
any
the
good
news
on the newspaper
page.
Love and tradition of the grand design.
Some people see it's even harder to find.
What's the next one?
Well, now there must be some magic clue. Side is in the world. Because all I see is a tower of dreams.
Yeah.
A real love bursting out of every scene. As the days go by.
Yeah.
What is it? It's the bigger love of the family?
No, we're going to fill our house with happiness. The moon may cry. We're going to smother
like
the blues with tenderness.
Version. Okay.
When days go by, there's room for you. There's room for me for gentle hearts and opportunity.
Oh,
as days go by, it's the bigger love of the family.
You mean the bigger love of the family?
What does this song even mean?
It means Urkel's coming over.
It means... This show's not about a family anymore. It's about Urkel and Carl.
It's the real love story.
Some man named Jesse Frederick wrote this. The original theme song was What a Wonderful World.
That feels weird.
Yeah, I don't think that works.
That would make a good TV show theme song.
Do you know what years that Family Matters was on?
Sure don't. I'm going to guess 91 to 90.
89 to 97.
Okay.
You know what other show was
on?
That. Like 89 to 97.
Full House.
What other show about a black family?
Fresh Prince.
Yeah. To think that Fresh Prince and Family Matters were on at the same time really weirds me out.
Why?
They have two very different vibes.
Yeah, it's like
the
nerdy.
Main characters are very different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
you got a nerdy kid moves in.
Yeah, but basically moves in.
He doesn't move in. Yeah, you're right. Nerdy man neighbors with.
Yeah.
Normal-ish family.
Right.
Versus.
Cool streetwise kid.
Street youth. Is
cool street. No, not street youth. Ugh. No.
That's what Schmidt says.
Cool streetwise kid goes to rich family.
Mm-hmm.
Two very different shows, but also, like, Fresh Prince feels like a 90s show.
Oh, yeah.
Family Matters feels like it was made in the 80s.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what, it always feels like it was made in the 80s.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Even though they reference things from the 90s, like Michael Jordan.
He's from the 80s.
He was in the 80s.
Yeah.
But Michael Jordan...
He thrived in the 90s. Yeah,
Michael Jordan walked in the 80s, so Michael Jordan in the 90s could slam... Dunk.
Space Jam.
I still haven't seen the new one.
I haven't either. Still haven't seen the old one.
You wouldn't watch the new one and not watch the old one?
Have you not seen the old one?
I've seen the old one.
Oh.
So, when I was a kid at the church library, I ordered Space Jam on VHS, watch it like 7 times in one day, take it back, get Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey, do the same thing over and over again.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know. Why, those are my favorite things. There were so many other movies.
Don't care, really don't care, really don't care.
What?
Led Zeppelin.
You saying you don't care?
No. You said really don't know, really don't know.
I really don't know
what time it was. Same song.
What time it was when the music
died. Good times.
What is a breakout character? Oh my gosh.
I believe it's an old wooden ship.
There's breakout characters all over this thing. Spock, he's a breakout character.
Mm.
Fonzie.
Arthur.
Arthur Fonzarelli.
That's right.
There we go.
See, because I thought his name was Arnold for a second.
Arnold Fonzarelli. That's his dad, Arnold Fonzarelli.
Yeah.
Some of these people I've never heard of.
Yeah.
Elmo's the breakout character of Sesame Street.
Huh.
Sesame Street came out in 69, and he broke out in 80.
Yeah.
Imagine 11 years go by, and then your breakout character.
11 years
go by. It's the bigger love.
Elmo.
Of Elmo.
There was a man by the name of Lynn Bowden who played football at the University of Kentucky.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've heard him.
Obviously.
I call him Elbow.
Elbow?
I feel like that was a really good nickname.
That's a good one.
Thank you. Right?
Yeah, Elbow.
Yeah, Elbow.
Did it catch on?
No.
You should have got it to catch on.
I tried.
Should have just called the Kentucky radio people.
Yeah.
Are they? Sports
Kentucky
people?
Sports Radio.
Yeah, that's it.
Should call Tom Leach. Hey, Tom. On the broadcast.
Leach Jones?
No.
Loved him in The Fugitive.
You know Mike Leach?
Mike Leach?
Coach of Mississippi State.
I know of him.
So he coached at UK as well.
Yeah.
He went to BYU. I didn't know that.
Big, yummy onions.
Oh, now he spell onions.
At Whataburger, if you get no onions on your burger,
yeah,
they put no onions on a sticker. But upside down, it looks like it says, what is it? No onion. No, it's noino on.
So no onion?
Yeah, it's no onion, so it says noino on.
Noino on.
You got no onions, but you got that noino.
You ever watch that music video for Weird Al's palindrome song?
Yankovic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yankovic.
Yankovic.
Yeah.
It's Weird Al Yankovic.
You know the palindrome song?
Word something?
Sure.
Is it the
Word
one
for the Wise?
He's not in it.
It's like a Bob Dylan parody.
What is it called?
Bob?
Weird Al.
Palindrome.
Palindrome. It's called Bob.
There you go. Have you ever seen that?
I've never seen the music video.
Good times.
I know what it's referencing.
Well, it's just a series of the palindromes. It's very interesting. It's fun. It's a good little pocket party, you know, information to bring out.
You know,
I go to a lot of parties and I share my palindrome.
Weird Al was on Conan O'Brien's podcast the other day.
Yeah.
And he's a very awkward person.
Would you describe him as weird?
A little bit. Weird Albert, if you will. It felt weird listening to him talk, too. Because, I don't know. He has a lisp, but did you know that?
Sort of. Maybe. I picked up on it.
I didn't know. I thought it was weird. Did you just lick your microphone?
No, did you?
Did you really just lick your microphone?
No, I didn't lick my microphone.
What'd you do? Why'd you make that face?
Why'd you make that face?
What face? I'm not making
that
a face.
One. You're making one.
This isn't a face.
Oh, really? That's a smile.
That,
made
that. Now it's a face, but
see?
It wasn't a
Why?
Face.
Why? Why?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Luke's just over here licking his microphone. We just had burgers.
I didn't lick a microphone. I only had a half burger.
That's still a
so
burger.
So
you
I
had a
like
half burger and some broccoli.
Yeah.
It's like a whole burger.
I think it's how broccoli works.
Broccoli's like a burger, right? What's our B? We have R's.
Yeah.
O's?
No. No.
You
I
know how you spell burger?
No.
B R O G U R. Burger.
Brogger.
Oh, Brogger. It's Brogger.
Brogger.
Hamburger. This is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
How much time we have left?
Oh, man, we're just getting started.
Are you serious?
Well, we're like halfway through.
Oh, about halfway through?
Yeah.
We can keep going.
I'm ready, man. You got something to ask me?
No.
What a weird question.
You got something to ask me? No? All right.
I'm just going to start introducing myself.
No, I wanna,
hey, I'm Luke. You got something to ask me?
You got something to ask me? What? I guess not.
At Bubba's tomorrow night, if I'm ordering food, waitress comes up. Hey, guys, how's it going? Good. You got something to ask me?
You got something to ask me? Yeah, what you ordering? There we go.
I knew it. I knew there was something.
Look at this. Look at this. Look at this little one.
Yeah.
Look at it.
Hey, little one.
Hey, little one.
Hello, little one.
Hey, little one.
All right, this is getting off the rails.
Was it on the rails?
Oh. What? You have something to ask me? Do you have any? You have any stories? Like, you have any history lessons you want to share that I don't know about?
I don't know.
I'm listening to this podcast called Laughs from the Past. I enjoy it.
The blast where one, from the past.
That's the joke. Where one guy tells unknown history stories. Like,
he sells them.
He tells them.
Oh, he
stories
sells them
of lesser known
story.
History stories, such as the Ghost Army of World War II.
Yeah, I knew about
lesser
that.
I know. So that's what I'm asking you.
What are some other ones?
Yeah, tell me about it.
Here, wait. I'm gonna
tell me about it. But you don't know who sings that?
The Eagles.
I don't either.
The Eagles.
It's not the Eagles.
The Eagles. Nah. You know
the Preagles. They were the.
I feel stupid for saying this.
That was Linda Ronstadt.
You know the band The Eagles of Death Metal?
No.
Well, they're a band.
Okay.
Yeah, here's something terrible about them.
Great.
This how I knew them two ways. One, they had a song on Guitar Hero 5. Two, they were playing a concert in Paris during the terrorist attacks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's how I know who they are. Because I knew the song. And I like the song.
Yeah.
And then I heard that they were a part of that, and I went, oh, that's weird. I know who they are, and then I started listening to them. But, really weird way to put this around.
I don't know.
What's it called? Laughs from the Past?
Laughs from the Past. I've been going back.
From John Boy History?
John Boy, yeah. They're a sports media company.
The Ice Valley Mystery?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Medieval Dancing Plague?
Yeah.
I know about that.
Yeah,
nobody knows what the heck happened.
One. I listen to that one.
Good
stuff. If you're into history and you like
Cicada 3301.
I haven't heard of this one.
Cicada 3301?
Yeah, do you know about that?
Yeah, it's like this person.
We're
like,
just going to steal a podcast idea. Don't worry about it. It's not plagiarism.
It isn't. It's public knowledge.
We're referencing it. It's fine.
It literally is just somebody posted a bunch of cicadas and it became like a web treasure hunt or like scavenger hunt thing.
Okay.
It's weird. People can explain it better.
Well, it's a good thing they did. Want to hear? That was just the precursor. If you'd like to hear the full episode,
the first U.S. bank robbery.
Listen to that one.
What?
Fell asleep to it.
You fell asleep to that?
That was the purpose, though.
The Hero Pigeon of World War One.
Nope.
I know about that one.
Okay.
Ooh. The Mona Lisa heist conspiracy.
Mussolini.
Mussolini. The
Mussolini.
The mozzarella heist conspiracy. You have the Mona Lisa heist controversy is? Did you listen to that one already?
No. Is that where they stole the Mona Lisa's like relic and
no, they stole it and then the Louvre was like, hey, they stole this painting, please get it back. And then they got it back and there was like, oh my gosh, it's the painting, and then it became the most famous painting in the world.
But right, because it's not really that
it's
spectacular.
Not really that, it's not like super impressive. It's
yeah.
Like I think I'm pretty sure, like, I read it. It's, like, basically, like, the just, like, base definition of, like, Renaissance portraits. Like, it's interesting. It's good, but, like,
yeah,
there's nothing really, like, super special about it.
Yeah.
But people believe that they did that to boost popularity of the Mona Lisa.
Why?
Which, like, I don't know. Like, I don't remember hearing, like, any type of, like, MO for that. Like, thinking, like, maybe it wasn't getting as much money and they spent too much money on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, like, it worked if it was the purpose.
Is that why Sean Bean stole the Declaration of Independence?
So now people will know it.
Hmm.
Wait, did Sean Bean steal it?
It was, that was who it was, right?
Nicolas Cage stole it.
They stole it to keep from John Bean from stealing, right?
Yeah. So the plan was that Benjamin Gates.
Here's an unknown story of history.
Yeah. 2005. So Nicolas Cage steals the Declaration of Independence to keep it away from Sean Bean.
Yeah.
Then they keep it the majority of the movie.
Quick pause.
Yeah.
How would you feel if your name was Luke Bean?
Luke Bean?
Mm-hmm. You embrace it?
A Luke Bean sounds like a red lima bean.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, how could you not embrace your own name?
I don't know.
Anyways. So they steal it. And they keep it away from them for like the majority of the movie, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that Sean Bean's character gets it whenever they're in the catacombs.
That's what they want you to think.
No, because then he gets arrested by Harvey Keitel. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Declaration is there with him.
Right.
But
they framed it. They pinned it on him.
Nicolas Cage has the pipe.
That
movie's confusing.
Yeah, there's like a fake one.
Yeah.
There's the real one.
Yeah.
There's the poster holder that looks like what you keep your pool cue in.
Yeah. Why does the poster holder have a strap on it?
Is it literally just a pool cue?
No.
Holder?
It's case? They bought a poster holder.
And it has a strap? You can buy a poster holder with straps on it?
Who, like, is it for like an architect?
It's me, man.
That's the only thing I could think of.
Right. Architects do have that,
like,
right?
It's like blueprints.
What's his name? Brady.
Tom Brady?
No.
Wayne
Fictional Brady?
Wayne Brady.
It's from the 60s. You know.
Wayne Gretzky. Brady.
We've gone away from
Martha
Brady.
Brady.
Martha Brady?
Bob Brady. What's the dad's
Bobby
name?
Bobby Brady's the young one.
What's dad's name?
That's what I'm trying to think of.
Grady Brady.
Grady Brady? Yeah. There's Greg.
Greg Brady.
Who did Bobby.
Greg Brady.
Peter. What's his name? Is it Mike?
Is it Mike Brady?
Is it just Mike Brady?
Let me look up Brady Bunch.
He was an architect, wasn't he?
I'm not sure. I'm going to be honest. I don't think I've seen an episode of the Brady Bunch.
You know what? Count your stars.
Huh?
Count your stars. Count your blessings.
How was it on for 5 years? It's Greg Brady.
Wait, that's Greg Brady?
I think it's Greg Brady.
Then who's the son?
I don't know.
Peter, Bobby.
Tom?
Ulysses.
Cast of characters. Okay, here
Eustace.
We go. Here we go. Mike Brady.
That's the dad.
Dad.
Okay, see? What'd I tell
Mike
you?
Mike Brady, Carol Brady. Alice.
Alice.
Marcia.
Marcia.
Alice is the nurse, not the
Judy.
Nurse. Alice
Glinda,
is the lady that just works for them.
She's
right?
The maid.
Yeah. Marcia, Jan, Cindy, Greg, Peter, Bobby.
Peter, Bobby.
Peter, Bobby. That's from that movie.
Talladega Nights.
Peter, Bobby. You like that movie? You don't like Will Ferrell that much.
I don't like Will Ferrell that much.
Do you like that movie?
It's fine.
You like the part where he stabs his leg?
I don't quite remember.
You like the part with French people in it?
No.
You remember any of that movie?
Yeah, sure. Okay. They pray.
The little baby Jesus.
The little baby Jesus.
Because that's his favorite Jesus.
Dear Lord, baby Jesus. Yeah, there's the French guy shaving his legs.
Yeah.
There's
Amy Adams is in that movie.
Is she really?
Yeah, she's the girl that he falls in love with at the end.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Doesn't he have a family?
Yeah, but his wife divorces him. She leaves him for his friend.
John C. Reilly.
Yeah, John C. Reilly.
Is that right? I don't know. Yeah. So that's the movie that I won't watch ever again, probably.
It's a good movie.
What's that?
Not that movie.
Yeah, I think it's what we just established.
Good. Yeah, it's a great movie.
What's a great movie?
Any movie that has Mr. Bean in it.
Yeah, Rowan Atkinson, underrated.
Mr. Bean, Johnny English.
Things are moving.
Blackadder.
That burger's moving.
I feel it too.
So it's a good thing we got these plants in here.
You going to take a dump in one of these plants?
Yeah. I thought that was obvious. Fertilizer.
It would make more sense for you to poop in the cat box than it would for you to poop in one of our plants.
I thought that's why we moved these in here.
Oh, did I tell you why we moved these in here?
Because of the patio.
Yeah, we're getting the patios redone.
Getting a new patio.
Not because we want to. Not because it's easy, but because it's hard.
Hod?
Hod.
H-O-D?
At the end of this century, we will be on the moon.
Is that weird to think?
What?
That, like, we're just kind of over the moon.
Yeah, we're literally over the moon.
We're just kind of done with it.
Well, NASA's not. They're trying to pull. They're trying to make a space station on the moon, and then they're gonna make. Well, hold on.
Okay.
Put a space station on the moon, and then they're gonna put a telescope on the other side of the moon.
What will that accomplish?
I think a lot of it is just to check out how the universe works. Hmm. But I don't think the space station is going to man, like, more than 10 people at a time. So, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how that works. Like, no. I've read about it, but, like, I know how the telescope works. It's a radio telescope.
Right.
But other than that, like...
Obviously.
I don't understand, like, how do you live on the moon?
Well, you don't.
Right. It's also, like, colonizing Mars.
Mm-hmm.
That's confusing.
You want me to tell you something?
What?
There's something. I'm going to tell it to you.
Okay.
Right here, right now.
Do it.
All right. Let me look it up. What should I tell Luke? No, I know. Oh, gosh. Here it comes. Oh.
What are you going to tell me?
Oh, there it is. Sorry.
You tell me.
What's his name?
Who is it?
Stan.
Lee.
No.
Hudson.
You ever heard of Stan Cottrell?
Is that like Travis Cottrell?
I don't think so.
Is that like...
He is currently running from...
The law.
Los Angeles to Washington, D.C.
Oh, is this that guy who's doing like a charity run?
This is his third time across the states.
Third?
Yep. He did New York to San Francisco in 48 days.
No!
On foot.
No!
The man runs... I mean, he probably was running more back in the day, but for this one, he was running 30 miles a day. He's doing over a marathon every day. I did not even know this was humanly possible.
Is he running it or is he jogging it?
I mean, he's probably, like, because the people who win marathons go, like, what, 2.5 hours? So yeah. He's probably more jogging.
So if he's, okay, wait. So if he's doing 30 hours a day, sleeping 8 hours a day.
I mean, that's 3 miles per hour is 10 miles or 10 hour running, right?
Yeah.
And three, like what they say, walking is 4 miles, right?
Yeah, walking is 4 miles an hour. He could literally just be walking, honestly.
But I think he's running.
So if he's jogging, he's going like 6 miles an hour. So he's only going for 30 hours.
So this is his third time doing it.
That's
crazy. Do you know how old he is?
Is he 60?
No.
Is he older? Is he in his 70s?
Mm-hmm.
Is he 75? 78?
He's 78 years old. You know where this man is from?
Oregon?
Munfordville, Kentucky.
That's so weird.
He's like, my grandma like knows like his family sort of. Or like knows of his family.
Is he going to be running through Munfordville?
He ran through Louisville a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, wait, which way is he going?
From L.A. to D.C. He's going to finish by like August 14th.
Okay, so he's almost there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, never mind.
Like he started.
What does he do when he gets there?
Well, I guess I'll go home now. I don't know. Meet the president?
Is Biden gonna like welcome and be like, "You want like some water?"
I haven't had water since I left LA.
There wasn't any there, so I just decided to forgo it.
He started.
What does he do for food?
I mean, I'm sure he has a support crew, right. Like a cyclist.
Yeah,
but that's crazy. I mean, like a 78-year-old man.
Does he look his age?
I mean, he looks like he's in shape. I don't know how recent these pictures are.
There's sometimes you see somebody and you're like, oh gosh. There's sometimes you see somebody and you're like,
I mean, that's probably somewhat recent. That I don't know how recent that is. It looks a little dated.
He looks older. But it's mostly the like dark spots around the eyes.
Yeah.
That usually is what throws it to like
3,000 miles. In, I forget when he started. In May, I think, is when he started.
So this is his summer project?
Yeah.
Why is he doing this?
He has a thing that he's raising awareness for.
It's a threat.
It's a threat. Hear me.
I can find you. I won't stop.
All right, let me go to the page, AJC.com. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Did you know that was a thing?
Nope.
Neither did I. It's part of the Amazing Friendship Run. It's for his 78th birthday.
Just wins the Sony.
It raises funds for charities including Go Vets Foundation and Feed the Children. So at 78 years old, he's running 30 miles a day. God. He started on May 7th and will be done by August 14th.
How many days is that?
I mean, that's like, all, like what, 3 months in a week?
Basically. So that's so, what? I'm not good at this.
I mean, that's 97 days?
So much.
Just, I mean, but I wonder... He's got to take breaks, right? He probably doesn't run every day.
No. Well, no, he probably runs every day, but also he probably, like, sleeps for a while during the day as well.
I mean, that is literally mind-blowing.
Does he stop in the middle of the day to eat lunch?
He's got to. You can't not eat when you're running 30 miles a day.
Right.
Especially in the summer. I mean, I'm soon to be 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in, like, fine shape.
Right.
I couldn't go run 30 miles.
No.
Even if I didn't just eat a giant burger.
When I was in high school, I could barely run 3.
I think the most I got was 10. I think that's my personal best, the most I've ever ran.
I think I've walked 10 miles in a day.
Yeah.
But, like, not consecutively.
And this guy's 78.
I understand that. That's crazy.
You think he's one of those people who... They don't have that acid that causes them to feel...
Lactic acid?
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, I haven't seen that that's true, but I wonder if that is the case for him.
Or, like, maybe his lactic acid buildup is low.
But he's 78.
Mm. What time is it?
9:02.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a late one.
This is the latest we've ever done this.
Yeah. We just said that not too long ago, but...
Did we really?
We definitely beat it. What was it? Father's Day or...
Yeah, it was like 6.
Yeah. Well, it was like 8, I think.
It was really?
I think I recall us saying
something. The sun doesn't go down bothers me. I can't figure it out.
He lives in Atlanta. They're calling him an Atlanta man.
Atlanta man?
We all know he's Mumfordville through and through.
If he's Atlantan, does that mean he lives under the sea?
Be Atlantis.
Atlantean? You really need to fix that.
Also,
honestly.
That's just so random from Mumfordville. He's got a Twitter.
Does he use
the
Twitter?
That might be more impressive.
Does he use the Twitter?
His last tweet was June 23rd of 2020.
So he does not
use Twitter. He says, kindness is the rare perfume of our souls. Right now, I invite you to join me in choosing to exercise your endless reservoir of kindness. It is a habit which produces winning results. How may I be a blessing in your life today? Hashtag kindness. Hashtag compassion. Hashtag Stan Cottrell.
Stan Cottrell.
Or Cottrell, I don't know.
Cottrell. I like Cottrell better.
Cottrell.
Stan Cottrell.
Crazy. I thought it'd be cool to, like, walk a long distance at some point.
I've walked for a long time before.
I think it'd be fun. But I mean, like, a journey.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know what would you do?
Walk the length of Kansas. Flat. It's flat.
Yeah. At what cost?
Kansas. Well, there's that one line in Kansas. It's like Wichita, Topeka. There's another one that's like a larger town.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like some of the larger towns are all on one highway in Kansas.
Yeah.
So like if you just walked along that highway the entire time, not a big issue.
Have you ever thought about doing something like that? Maybe not even like a physical thing, but something in general.
For a long time?
Yeah, just like, I don't know.
I mean,
committing to do something.
Like everything I think about, it goes back to the Grand Planyon. Because
okay. What
I want to do is drive it all down in one go.
Mm-hmm.
Like the 26 hours that it takes to get there.
Like without stopping to rest?
Unless for gas.
Right, like necessary stops.
Unless for gas, or like if everybody.
I mean, you're gonna need to stop for gas.
Yeah, like, or if everybody in the car is really sleepy. Like, you could take like a 3-hour nap.
I mean, I drove to Miami with 2 other people and we just took like 6-hour shifts and got it in one day.
Yeah. The only problem is that like a lot of my friends don't sleep in cars.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Hope doesn't either. But that sounds like a friend. Hope is my friend.
But she's more than a friend.
We're more than friends.
Wow.
But, like, Hope doesn't sleep in cars. So, like, that would be, like, agony for her.
Yeah.
I can sleep pretty easily in a car. Can you sleep in a car?
It depends.
What do you mean, depends?
I wonder if I'm sleepy or not.
Oh, I mean, like if you have to sleep in a car while it's driving, can you sleep in a car?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm not much of a, I can't really sleep on airplanes very much. Have I ever told you my sleeping on an airplane story?
No.
I was coming back from Slovakia after 3 months. My flight had been delayed a few hours. I'd been up for about 22 hours before boarding my last flight home.
I mean, a lot of these things are sounding familiar, but I think it's because you've told me about flying back from Slovakia before.
I've probably said this story before. I think it's just from New Jersey to Louisville. It's not a very long flight.
Yeah.
Get on it, almost immediately fall asleep. I think I fall asleep before takeoff.
Yeah.
And this is rare. And I remember waking up as we're coming in for landing to Louisville, and it was very bumpy. So much so that there were audible gasps throughout the cabin.
Was it, like, bumpy in the air?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like, we were, like, coming in for it. We could see the runway and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting, I think I was sitting window seat, and there was a woman sitting aisle seat, and there was a seat in between us.
Yeah.
And as we're bumping, and people are kind of freaking out a little bit, she grabs my arm.
You've told
me
about
this. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. And I'm not one for airplanes too much. They don't, like, scare me. I just don't feel comfortable in them. But I remember in that moment thinking, I'm good. I'm so tired. We'll let this work itself out.
Everything will be fine.
Yeah, that's my story.
I also think that people overact on airplanes a little bit.
Right.
Like, I don't like an airplane because I'm in the sky. And that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But most people are like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And, like, usually it's not that bad.
Usually.
Like, I'd say, like, 95% of the time, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Or, like, it's bad, but the pilots are up there, so it's not as bad as it could be.
I am curious to see, like, take that approach, for instance, how, for the passengers, it felt pretty scary and bumpy.
Yeah.
I wonder if that even registered very much on a pilot's, like...
Yeah.
Like, did they... I'm sure they noticed, like, oh, it's kind of bumpy, but I wonder if they were, like, well, this is kind of bumpy, or if they were just, like, bumps.
The people that I would have access to asking the questions are not commercial
yeah,
pilots.
Yeah, it's different.
Because, like,
probably. I
have a friend at work who, like, they work at UPS, and they work loading the planes and, like, getting planes ready and everything.
Yeah.
It's like, they know the pilots and stuff, but, like, that's entirely different.
Yeah.
Like, there's nobody else on that plane.
I don't know if I know any commercial pilots. Like, passenger pilots.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, literally all the pilots
I know
here
people
just
that can fly planes.
But because we don't really have an airline hub here is the thing.
That's true.
Just the UPS. That's probably why I don't know any passenger pilots.
Where are the hubs? Delta's is in, what is that place called? Atlanta.
I know American is Miami.
One's in Dallas, I know that.
United Chicago, right?
Yeah, it's Chicago, Dallas, Atlanta, Miami.
Stinks.
Denver is one of them, I think.
Is that Frontier?
I think Frontier is Denver. Let me see. Airline hubs. That's going to bother me.
Won't let it bother you.
Well, like...
We're here for you.
Charlotte's one of them.
For who?
Let's see. Alaska Airlines is in Juneau.
Juneau.
I don't know. Did you know?
Juneau, New Hampshire?
Okay. Alaska, their primary is in Seattle, but their real one is actually in Anchorage. American is in Dallas. That's it. Dallas is American.
I thought American was Miami.
Delta is Atlanta. United is Chicago. Hawaiian is in Honolulu.
United is also
Frontiers
terrible.
In Denver.
Where's Lufthansa?
Sun Countries in Minneapolis.
Where's Southwest?
I think Southwest is in Phoenix.
That would make sense.
JetBlue is in New York City.
You mean Blue York City?
You mean Blue York City?
Ha 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 ha.
Thank you.
Southwest is Phoenix.
Be here for 10 more minutes.
Spirit's Atlantic City.
Mm.
You know it's not a good airline when it's in Atlantic City.
Mm.
I don't think Miami's a hub. I think Miami might be a different thing, like an international hub. You call me a hub?
I don't think so. I don't think you are.
Throw the mic in your face. Mm. Do like the like night...
What?
I can't words. You know those like knives that people have where like they can throw it at something and then pull it back with the rope that's on the end of the knife?
Like a yo-yo?
Yeah, but it's a knife.
Yo knife?
A knife. Hey, stop throwing your knife around. Shink. Is there a tomato on this plant? Where are the tomatoes? Is there a tomato on that plant?
Where the tomatoes at?
Where the tomatoes?
You ever, you know the song White Wedding?
By Billy Idol?
Mm-hmm.
Part one or part two?
Part one.
Okay.
Do you know the... Do-do-do-do-boom-boom-boom-boom-boom? You ever whistled that?
No.
If you whistle it, it sounds like a Western.
It sounds like Muse's Knights of Cydonia.
But that was before that.
Huh?
It was, that was much later.
No, I know. But Muse. I'm saying it sounds like that.
This is remarkable.
Whenever I think of White Wedding Part 1, because I've never heard Part 2.
I didn't know there was a Part 2.
Well, the first one's called Part 1. Well, the one that everybody knows is Part 1.
Okay.
Yeah, but whenever I think about it, I was thinking about it, it's on Rockman 2, and it was a song that people said that if you want to learn how to play the drums on Expert, you should learn how to play that one first. Because it's literally just hi-hat the entire time. It's like hi-hat, and then it has like a bass progression of like bump, 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 the entire song.
Mm-hmm.
It's just high, it's the entire song, and it's so easy.
I used to have this joke that Hot was a German boy.
Hot?
So you'd say, hi, Hot. And he'd go, hello.
Hello, Hot.
Fun little anecdote for you on this Monday night.
I didn't enjoy it.
Didn't expect you to.
Have you ever eaten a sunflower?
No. You dare me?
No, technically the sunflower is not for us. It's for Hope's sister.
If it's not for us, then who's it for?
It's for everyone. The sunflower's also gotten really big.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't either, man.
You know what that... Can you guess what this plant is?
Growing.
Good job.
Mm-hmm.
It's alive. It's a jalapeno plant.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well.
It's only got one flower.
More like jalapeno, thank you.
Jalapeno, nope.
Classic.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Well.
Is that all the time we have?
I mean, we got like 6.5 minutes, but
I think
we can. Guys, it's a quarter after 9.
Guys, it's
I go
it's
to bed
late.
At 10.
I'm
typically.
I'm slab happy.
You opening tomorrow?
No, I'm actually.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
I'm actually off tomorrow.
Oh, that's fun.
Or at least I should be.
You better be.
I hope I am.
I hope you are too.
I'm not.
Then we've got some work to do.
Then we've got some work to do. Because it's the rare condition in this day and age that you got some work to do.
Fish and chips comes on a newspaper page.
As days go by, it's the bigger love of Family Guy.
All right. Well, we'll be back next week.
At some point.
Okay. We're ever going to get barbecue ever again with a friend?
Yeah, we're going to do barbecue. I'm also thinking this shouldn't just be a summer thing.
Year round.
We should just keep doing this.
Okay.
Until we're done and we move on to another genre of restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ice cream.
We need local ice cream.
It's dangerous. We'll have to try all the graders.
We can only get chocolate and vanilla. Least favorite flavors.
Oh, God.
I'm just going to get cookies and cream everywhere we go. Which, I mean, that's what I do. Unless it's summer at Grader's.
Yeah.
And then I get peach.
Peach.
Do you not want peach ice cream?
Well,
ain't that peachy?
That can be purchased. Okay. No. No, you do not get to press the space bar. Only I press the space bar.
It's just
all right. Well,
I'm just going to start saying a bunch of end caps. Like, ain't that peachy? Big family values.
Have you written the one about the... I think I restarted. I didn't even stop it. I thought I had space bar. I didn't.
Look at that.
Classic.
Look at us.
Okay.
Is it off?
Well, don't look at us.
Why not?
Bye. Man, what a great episode that was.
If you want to engage with us on any of our social media channels, we are at Luke's Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Support us financially and send us a voicemail at anchor.fm/Luke's Podcast.
You want to Venmo us some random amount of money? Send it to us at ODM Shorts.